Hey, everybody. Welcome back once again. This, of course, is the Soundtrack Show. It's Monday night. It's shortly after 7 o'clock, and I would like to thank you very much for tuning in. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, I'll be playing some really great music from some great movies. Favorite movies of some of my listeners. People have responded to my question on Facebook. What movies do you have to watch from time to time? Now, we all have that cinematic comfort food of the movies that we really enjoy seeing once in a while, and we just have to do it. Fortunately, I have people on my Facebook page who just have the similar taste in movies to me, so you'll be hearing some of my favorites too, but they kind of piggyback on everybody else's, so it wasn't just me being completely self-indulgent tonight. Although it's my show, I tend to do that from time to time. I'm allowed to. Either way, it's comfort food. It's the stuff that we love, that if we're having a bad down day, and you know, if I'm having a down day and I want to laugh or just enjoy myself for a little while, I'll put on the Blues Brothers. I'll put on Back to the Future. These are the things that keep me going. The movies that make me happy to be alive and zone out for an hour and a half to 2 hours and have fun before I move on with the rest of my life. That's how I've always looked at it. So these are the films you've seen 30, 40, 80 times. It happens. How many times have we all seen Star Wars? I don't know. I don't want to count like that because I'll be depressed or whatever the answer is. It'll either be not enough or far, far too much. Probably far too much. So off the top there, we heard the theme from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And that is my buddy Brad was his favorite, one of his favorite movies that he has to watch from time to time. Totally understand that. So tonight we've got some great responses from people. Films including Back to the Future, The Blues Brothers, Zombieland, Tremors, Spaceballs, Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, Rocky Horror. A few people mentioned Rocky Horror Picture Show. Iron Man. Lots of great stuff. So we'll be getting to that sometime tonight. In the meantime, we're going to start off right now with a couple from Spaceballs. If you're not familiar with it, it's one of the later movies done by Mel Brooks. And it was a spoof. It came out in the mid-80s. 86, 87. And it was a spoof on science fiction. Largely Star Wars, some Star Trek, mostly Star Wars. But it's great fun. It's very intelligent humor and very silly humor, too. I mean, it's Mel Brooks. But the whole scene where the characters are watching themselves on the Spaceballs movie, the video cassette, at the same time it's playing in the movie, is just brilliant. It's absolute genius, and it's so funny. So if you're listening to this show, you probably have a similar sensibility to me. You've seen this movie a dozen times, at least. I know I certainly have. Anyway, a couple from that album, then we'll move on. This is Bon Jovi, originally from Slippery When Wet. Raise Your Hands on the Soundtrack Show on 101.5 The Hawk.
You got a nasty rhythm.
From Spaceballs. Of course, that was Michigan J. Frog, Hello My Baby, Hello My Honey, Hello My Ragtime Gal, and for that Bon Jovi from Spaceballs. You know, I think that part, actually, the diner scene at the end of Spaceballs was genius, because not only were they spoofing Alien, but also they got John Hurt, the original guy from Alien, who had the thing jump out of his chest. He goes, "Oh no, not again." John Hurt was in many movies, including 1984. He was the war doctor in Doctor Who, so the unofficial ninth doctor, so the eight and a half. Doctor Eight and a Half, that's who he was. V for Vendetta, lots of great movies for that guy. He's passed away now. Either way. Another favorite of our listenership, Jenny and a couple of other people had said they really love the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I admit I've always enjoyed this movie. It's so silly, but it's a better soundtrack than it is a movie, and it's a lot of fun to watch if you get to be in a theater. Remember those theaters you need to go and watch movies with other people? Well, one day we'll get back there, hopefully. And maybe one day we'll get to throw things at the screen again. That was always fun, too. Like this one. This was you had to throw rice. Damn it, Janet. Barry Bostwick and Susan Sarandon from the Rocky Horror Picture Show on the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, Janet.
Yes, Brad.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
River was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet. I love you. The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fan it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Here's the ring to prove that I'm no joker. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. Ooh, J-A-N-E-T, I love you so.
Now we're engaged and I'm so glad.
Oh, head and his science examine it.
Janet.
Made me give you the eye and then panic.
Janet.
Now I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet, I love you. Damn it, Janet.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you.
That was, of course, Queen, We Will Rock You, from the soundtrack to A Knight's Tale, which took a lot of, it's a period, Knights, it's a period piece. Chaucer, Geoffrey Chaucer is one of the characters. And they did this medieval movie with modern music, at least semi-modern music. Most of it was from the 70s. But still, it's a lot of fun and an interesting idea. And I thought it worked well. It was Heath Ledger's first big movie. Coming up next, we got one from, actually, I think we're going to do two in a row from this one. From the soundtrack to Pulp Fiction. First of all, it's Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell. On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5, The Hawk.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the moment you've all been waiting for, it's a world-famous Jack Rabbit Slim's Twist Contest. Now let's meet our first contestants here this evening. Young lady, what is your name?
Mrs. Mia Wallace.
And how about your fella here?
Vincent Vega.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie,
say the old folks and go to show you never can tell. They bought a souped up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely Mademoiselle. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. The Lord only was.
Yeah, a few people wanted to hear something from Pulp Fiction, so I caught that. So tonight, if you're just tuning in, tonight's episode, we're talking on the Soundtrack Show about those movies which are like comfort food, the things you have to watch periodically. Like if you're having a bad day, you throw on one of these movies and you suddenly feel better. And some people drink, some people smoke a joint, other people eat, and some of us watch movies or do all of the above at the same time. I'm not judging. Whatever works for you. Melanie said she wanted to hear something from Tremors. So here's something from Tremors. The first movie, not the TV series. Tanya Tucker, It's a Cowboy Lovin' Night on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
They're tuning those twin Texas fiddles. It will soon be homie time. I'm in such an easy mood. It's close to 4:04 time. All alone at a table for two. just me and the candlelight. Shuffle with me, Houston stranger. It's a cowboy loving night. My last good time was in Dallas. We danced every song. We promised each other forever. Forever didn't last that long. Faded love is playing. It could be the time's right. Shuffle with me, Houston stranger. It's a cowboy loving night. It's been so long since Dallas. Many lonely nights have come and gone. We may not last but a dance or two, but it might last all night long. Faded love is playing. It could be the time's right. Shuffle with me, Houston stranger. It's a cowboy loving night.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
can see straight out racist. The sucker was simple and plain.
Motherfuck, you mean John Wayne?
Cause I'm black and I'm proud.
Already
I'm hyped plus I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample, look back, you look and find nothing but rednecks for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn, if I said you can slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on.
Come on.
What we got to say? Power to the people, no delay. Make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, Fight the Power. From the soundtrack to the film Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Who knew? Okay, next one up is from the film Zombieland, Double Tap, second one. And as a favorite of my buddy Rob, so thanks Rob for your input. It's a Metallica, Master of Puppets, on the Soundtrack Show, 115 The Hawk. And if you're driving, you totally have my permission to speed the limit. Hit it. We'll be right back.
my love, I'll tell you a tale of a boy and girl and their love story, and how he loved her oh so much, and all the charms she did possess. Now this did happen once upon a time, when things were not so complex, and how he worshipped the ground she walked, and when he looked in her eyes, he became obsessed. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel. Love was stronger than the power so dark a prince could have within his keeping. His spells to weave and steal a heart within her breast but only sleeping. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel. I love you oh so much, and lay my heart at the foot of your dress. She said, don't you know that storybook loves always have a happy ending? Then he swooped her up just like in the books, and on his stallion they rode. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel.
Willie DeVille, Storybook Love. Of course, it's from the immortal, classic, amazing movie, The Princess Bride. And not surprisingly, when I asked people on Facebook, what are your favorite movies that you need to watch periodically? That one came up from many people, so thank you all. Next up, not surprisingly as well, this one is The Big Lebowski is one of those you love it or you hate it movies, but I always thought it was a brilliant film and worthy of emulating because the dude abides. And just to be that easygoing about everything in life, maybe he takes it to a bit of an extreme, but it still works. The dude seems to live a stress-free life, and one can only hope that's the case for all of us. This one is Townes Van Zandt doing the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers. And this is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
Mm-hmm. Now when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. All that you know, I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. Well, now when you're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby days, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
Doing the Stones from the Big Lebowski. Next up is one of my favorites. Hope it's one of yours. Jake and Elwood Blues doing Wilson Pickett and Solomon Burke. Everybody needs somebody to love.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight, and we would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We do sincerely hope you all enjoy the show, and please remember, people, that no matter who you are and what you do to live, thrive, and survive, there are still some things that make us all the same. You,
sweetheart and miss.
Sweetheart and miss.
Sugar to kiss.
Sugar to kiss.
I need.
Yeah, that would be one of my favorite movies and definitely an amazing song from that film. Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love, from a little tiny movie called Back to the Future. You've probably heard of it. My good friend Tony Stark, yes, that's his name, asked me to play something from the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm shocked that that's what he wanted to hear. From Avengers, second to last one, Avengers Infinity War. It's the Spinners and the Rubber Band Man. As we wind down the show tonight on the Soundtrack Show on 101.5, The Hawk.
Rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man? No. And then he had the girl to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got a feeling in his head, y'all.
The Spinners from Avengers Endgame. It's the scene that have. That's the first scene where you see the Guardians. Anyway, my friends, we're nearly out of time tonight on this episode where we've been talking about those films that we all love to watch over and over and over again. And great opinion. This next one is the film that everyone wants to see over and over again. Of course, I'm speaking of The Wizard of Oz. 90 years old. Shocking. Song is Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow as we wind it down once again this week on the Soundtrack Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Hope you're staying well and staying safe and staying healthy, and everyone else in your life is too. See you next time. Be excellent to each other. Good night, everybody.
Drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the
diversified programming alternative for the Hammer.